Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
4 o'clock hour on Hawk and Crowder. Appel in for Hawk while he's in London. Crowder's here. Solana's here. Jimmy's here on St. Patrick's Day. Somebody texted in earlier to give a shout out to Rory McIlroy for winning the Players Championship. And my response to that is no.
You want to give Rory bold?
Nah, Rory deserves it. I mean,
what was my man's name? JJ Spawn?
Yeah, I mean, JJ got a little screwed today. Rory coming out fresh today for a three-hole playoff. JJ should have just been like, you know what? Gentleman's concession here.
But JJ missed a couple easy putts, too. That's what it comes down to. What does it say? Drive for something, pucks for the butts, whatever. Putt for the bucks or whatever it is. He was missing some easy pucks.
My grandmother actually taught me this phrase, and I'm sure she's not the only one, obviously, but drive for show, putt for dough.
That's what it is. And JJ missed a bunch of little easy 10-foot in putts. That's where he went downhill.
You'd have made those.
Listen, we don't want to get into my golf game because I've had a 181 par 3 hole in one.
No.
At night with a light up ball. Jeff Darlington was there. We've talked about this for years.
Allegedly.
I'm a golfer.
Yeah. Get Jeff. I'm sure you've done the whole bit with getting Jeff on the phone and him explaining this, but get Jeff on the phone. I need him to explain this.
The funny part, here's the funny part. Like Crowder talked about how he got a hole in one for years on the show. Like the only person in the world to hit a 7-10 split, hole in one, and intercept Tom Brady. Like you own that, Crowder. But then... yes. We bring on Ronnie Brown, who was a witness, Crowder says, at the 7-10 split bowling alley. And Ronnie Brown couldn't confirm. He couldn't deny it, but he couldn't confirm the story. And then Jeff Darlington comes on, and he starts giving us extra info. Like, well, it was a round of golf at night for, like, a bachelor party, for his bachelor party. So they were using light-up golf balls, Appel. So, like, there's just...
You were invited to Jeff Darlington's bachelor party?
Me and Jeff, you know, you didn't know me and Jeff went to UF together.
Really? I didn't know
before,
that.
Jeff Darlington was a writer for the Gator, like the local.
The Alligator, yeah.
The Alligator. And then he went to the Orlando Sentinel. And then now everybody knows what Jeff Darlington is. Yeah. He blew up. But we were actually in classes together at UF. We're the same age. We're the same time in Florida. I didn't know what Jeff was going to do. Jeff didn't know what I was going to do. And now he confirmed that, yes, he saw 181. I hit a 7-iron. Bink, bink, bloop, right in the hole at night, light up golf balls.
Again,
I don't think it counts at night.
Nobody saw it because it was at night. So nobody, like the ball was in the hole. But
to the point about the 7-10 split, so nobody knows where the ball went, but it disappeared. Where does the ball disappear on the golf course? In the hole, right, Josh?
In the water, in the
hole. So, and then Ronnie Brown said, I don't know if he hit the 7-10 split, but I did right on University at Spayers, and I think we were drinking a lot, and Ronnie doesn't remember me hitting the 7-10 split.
Right.
It's not my fault that these dudes' memories are gone. I remember what happened.
Listen, Crowder, I'm glad that you might think that you got the hole-in-one there, but let me tell you something. Golf balls on the golf course disappear all the time. One of the biggest fights that I ever got in with Adam Beasley, maybe the only fight I've ever gotten in with Adam Beasley, we were playing a round of golf together, and he asked me to watch his tee shot. I don't know, Beasley's got his ways with his swing and his setup and all that stuff. Hey, can you just track this one for me? So I go, yeah, sure. And I got distracted for a second and missed it, but it looked like it went straight down the middle of the fairway. So I told him that it went straight down the middle of the fairway, and he never found the ball. And he was mad at me for 2 weeks after that. So listen, you say, oh, we're, you know, the only place the ball can disappear on the golf course is in the hole. I'm not so certain.
No, and I see you have your bifocals on. That might be the problem, Josh. I didn't want to criticize you, but maybe maybe you need a new prescription. 180 out is not far to see. Hit the green, bounced twice, started rolling, disappeared. Then I went and got my ball out the damn hole, Josh.
Maybe that was somebody else's that was already there.
That wasn't anybody else's damn ball. That was my damn ball. It was red. I remember. I can go to the course and I can tell you where I hit from. Y'all are haters.
Haters
because I'm amazing athlete.
Well, I will say, I'll give you more credit than a friend of mine who brags about getting a hole-in-one on a golf simulator. That's not a thing.
Well, I don't know.
Solana loves the golf simulator.
Yeah,
she loves computers.
I don't know about that, Appel, because, you know, I famously on this show went up against Channing Crowder at his behest, by the way.
At Hard Rock, right?
Right, I wasn't trying to compete versus Crowder. Crowder wanted to compete against me. Longest drive, and, I mean, Crowder was trying to take hacks. And, listen, you know, I'm just a talented golfer. What can I say? And I outdrove his ass a couple times, actually.
But let's just reevaluate the situation. Yes, on the computer, Solana, and I'll admit it, you beat me at Hard Rock, called Play?
On a simulator, golf simulator.
The golf simulator.
Yeah.
And then when we get to the holiday party and we're actually grown men holding golf clubs.
Uh-huh.
I wore your ass out by 40 yards.
Nah, but that wasn't a real golf course. We were at Top Golf. You know,
Top Golf,
Appel.
Hitting from the same green with the same club.
Nah.
And I was hitting the top of the net and you were barely dribbling it to the bottom of the net.
I'm with Solana on this.
Nah.
You can't trust Top Golf.
Can't trust Top Golf. Every ball is different. Every ball is manufactured differently.
Have you been at Top Golf?
Of course I have.
Okay, so I'm hitting mid-back net, and Solana's dribbling it to the net on the bottom. It is what it is.
There was a sharp drift, actually, that carried one of his balls. I would argue that a golf simulator is more accurate than Topgolf. 100%. 100%.
Agreed.
Yeah. So a golf simulator is more accurate than actual golf.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why, haven't you seen the most recent event? I mean, it's all golf simulators. I mean, the sport is changing faster than, you know.
Yeah, famously, Tiger Woods did not have an instance where he took the wrong club and hit a wedge 80 yards further than he wanted to because simulators, as we all know, are way more accurate than that way.
Yeah. That's probably what it is.
By the way, we've got a chance for you to win a $50 gift card to eat, drink, and watch sports at Twin Peaks. We'll give those away later in the show. Twin Peaks, eat, drinks, scenic views. So let's get our headlines here in the 4 o'clock hour with Solana.
All right. They're driven by Let me get the updated sponsor here. Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. We've spent a lot of time today on things that were away from what I wanted to talk about. So let's actually dive into some of the big sports stories from over the weekend. Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins last night agreed to contract extensions with the Cincinnati Bengals. This is kind of like a looming cloud over the Bengals' future, and they got it done. Listen to these figures. Ja'Marr, 4 years, $161 million with $112 million guaranteed. That makes him the highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history, which I feel like I've said seven times over the past week. And then T. Higgins gets 4 years, $115 million with the first 2 years guaranteed, making him the highest paid wide receiver number two in NFL history. So Burrow gets his toys back. Higgins and Ja'Marr, the two highest paid receiver duos in the history of the NFL.
Well, I know they were really worried about T. Higgins leaving this offseason. There were a lot of teams that I had covered throughout last season. I would talk with their radio crews, and they were like, oh, yeah, T would be a great addition here. T would be a great addition there. And so for Cincinnati to be able to lock up both of them, that's massive for Joe Burrow. But as we know with the Bengals last year, we saw how awesome that offense is and how great Joe Burrow played at an MVP level last season. And they missed the postseason because their defense was not good. And that's putting it lightly. So I wonder now if now that they've got huge money, mega money tied up in their quarterback and their top two receivers, you know, they're going to produce, but kind of what we saw last year with them, what we've seen with the Dolphins, when you have that much money concentrated in those three areas, how it affects everything else. If they can draft well and they can find guys on the cheap to kind of piece that defense together to be okay, they'll be fine. But after watching what happened last year, it's such a tough spot for them because you don't not keep Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins. You don't not pay Joe Burrow. But now you're left with all the holes on the opposite side of the ball. And I'm really interested to see if it gets any better from last year to this year, because that was their big Achilles heel and why they missed the playoffs, because they gave up a billion points last year.
I was going to say, as soon as it happened, as soon as I saw the deals, I thought about the Dolphins. Pay your quarterback, Burrow, Tua. Pay Tyreek, Ja'Marr Chase. Pay Jalen Waddle, T. Higgins. You're paying $90 million a year plus in three guys. Now you have to sacrifice. I think the Bengals have sacrificed on the defensive side. The Dolphins sacrificed on the offensive line side. Mm-hmm. And now you see, like, Teron Armstead took the deal. Like, they're trying to find money. But, no, Josh, your evaluation is dead on with what I was thinking. Where does the sacrifice come when you keep three Hall, you know, I'll say Pro Bowl. I won't say Hall of Famers. I think Ja'Marr Chase is a Hall of Famer.
I agree.
But Burrow's on the edge. I don't know if T. Higgins is a Hall of Famer, but you keep three all-pro players. What are you sacrificing with those contracts? And they're on the defensive side. The Dolphins are on the offensive line side and the trenches side. So we'll see how they figure that out. But you just can't – I'm not a fan of paying two receivers $30 million a year. That's tough.
You have an elite quarterback and you have an elite number one. As awesome as T. Higgins is of a fit there, you know, Yoshivash came on strong there as a guy in the slot for them. You can find solid receivers for cheaper. And now they're in a situation where, all right, Trey Hendrickson, who had an incredible season last year on the defense, can they extend him? Can they keep him? They lost Sam Hubbard, who I believe he retired after he got hurt last year. So they're losing a lot on a defense that was already pretty bad outside of Trey Hendrickson. And when you look around the AFC and what they're going to have to compete with, it's Josh Allen. It's Lamar Jackson. It's, of course, Patrick Mahomes at Kansas City. What's Pittsburgh's situation going to look like at their quarterback spot? We know they're going to be solid around. So, listen, again, it's a tough spot because you want to keep those elite players, but how does that affect everything else, and is that going to work? I think as great as – look, they're past the point now of considering it. They did it. They kept the two receivers along with Burrow in the big contract. Are they going to regret that T. Higgins money? T. Higgins could have 1,500 yards next year. Both those guys could have 1,500 yards next year. and catch close to double-digit touchdowns. And Burrow could throw for 4,500 yards, and they could finish 10-7 or 9-8 because they can't stop anybody. Yeah. And so really, is that money worth it, right? Were those contracts worth it? I think no doubt about it, Burrow and Chase got to do it, have to. But T. Higgins, as great as he is, and as much as you want to keep that together at the expense of everything else, I don't know.
I think right now that NFL GMs are trying to figure out where the salary cap is going and what how they can do, and they're trying to push money forward and what's it called? Kick the can down the road on this stuff. But I just don't – you can't pay two receivers this much and have a successful roster. I hope somebody proves me wrong. The Eagles, how the Eagles did with A.J. Brown and Devonta Smith, and they kept Jalen Hurt. Like, I think they kind of – you look at those numbers and they're kind of figuring out, but those guys are going to come up and also have a great defense. They had to get rid of Darius Slay. Darius Slay is now in Pittsburgh because they couldn't pay all these DBs.
Yeah, like, but you got the exciting whites there, so it makes Darius a little expendable. Quinyon Mitchell really good too.
But both on rookie deals.
Yep, exactly.
Both the white boys on rookie deals now. Like you have to really draft and really piece this together. And that's the part of both the situation we're talking about with the Bengals and the Dolphins. Are you going to be able to piece it together? Chris Greer has 11 or 10 picks that the NFL stole the pick back from him. I found that out from Chris Perkins last week. 10 picks. A couple of those dudes need to be starters.
Yeah.
Cheap starters. And that's what the Philadelphia has done. They found cheap starters.
I would typically agree with you, Crowder, in terms of structuring your roster and balancing the cap. Can't pay two wide receivers that much money, as evidenced by the Dolphins. I think this is a different situation, though. I think you have Joe Burrow, who might be a top five quarterback when he's healthy, or is a top five quarterback when he's healthy. You have maybe the best pass catcher in the NFL in Ja'Marr Chase, and you have T. Higgins, who would be a number one on, like, I don't know, 26 other teams. I just think, like, you have something so special there that you just ride it. Because you know that when those three guys are healthy, you're probably a top five offense in the NFL. And it's hard to go away from that. I'm not disagreeing with what you're saying. I just think, like, when it's this special with those two specifically, you don't go away from that.
But it's a lot to that point, but now you have two sides of the ball. Like, NBA is different. You get three dogs, you're set. You have your A, you know, 1A, 1B, 2A. In the NFL, to Josh's point, like, they can score points. If Burrow's healthy, they're going to score points.
They averaged 28 a game last year, and they finished
9-8. They're not going to stop a nosebleed with a napkin. And now Trey Hendrickson, who's one of the best doggish defensive end pass rushing, run stopping, like, he does it all in the NFL. You might have trouble keeping him. So that's why you have to put together 30 good players in the NFL. You don't got to put together four good players like we did with the Heat and Big Three and Boston and all that. Like, you can't have a Big Three in the NFL.
Or you put together three really good players on the offensive side of the ball, and then on the defensive side of the ball, just try to put together good to average players and try to hit on the draft and just try to win within the margins on that end because of how good the offensive side of the game is, which is essentially what the Dolphins tried to do with Marino, right, for years. They tried to do that with Marino, and it didn't work, but they did get to a Super Bowl, and you had Dan Marino for a long time.
That's why I bring up Philly, though, quickly. That's why I bring up Philly, because they hit on their draft picks. They paid the offensive guys. They hit on their draft picks. They brought in Saquon, but they had to have those young guys, those guys on puppy deals, to be able to end up on both sides of the ball having some very successful players. That's what they did. That's what they're going to have to do in Cincinnati, and that's what we'll have to do in Miami.
I'm not sure if this is even a good hypothetical, but because we're talking about the two trios there and now that they've all gotten paid, you flip-flop the quarterbacks. Which trio would you rather have? Tua with T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase, or Joe Burrow with Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle?
Tyreek and T.
Well, that wasn't.
Do I get to mix and match them?
No. The options were Tua with the Bengals receivers or Burrow with Waddle and Hill.
Man, I'd actually take Jamar because he's younger.
That's a good hypothetical, man.
That's a great question. That's why I mixed them. I'd actually take the Cincinnati receivers because Jamar's younger.
So hold on.
And
they're
you're
taking Tua as their quarterback,
bro,
over Joe Burrow.
We interviewed T. Higgins on the Pivot. T. Higgins is bigger than me. T. Higgins 6'4", 230, yoked up. T. Higgins is a very big man.
I'm 6'4", 230 also.
You look different than T. Higgins. But even that, like Jamar's about 6'1". I just the height, the age. I would take the Cincinnati duo, overall duo.
But he's saying you get one of the two wide receiver duos, so either Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle, but with Joe Burrow, or you get the Cincy duo with Jamar Chase and T. Higgins, but Tua Tagovailoa is the quarterback. Which one are you taking? So swap the quarterbacks. Which team are you taking?
Ooh, we've had the quarterback conversation. I'm taking Burrow over Tua, and I'm taking the Cincinnati receivers over the Dolphins.
No. But Crowder, I'm saying.
Man, you can't give me a buffet and tell me I can't eat chicken.
But it's two choices.
It's two choices. You can't. You keep flip flopping. I know which duo is better. It's the Bengals receiving duo.
Yes,
for sure.
So I'm taking that duo.
Okay, but I know, and I also know which quarterback is better, Burrow over Tua. But
I'm taking ribs. No, I'm gonna take ribs, and I also want broccoli.
Wait, hold on, but put everything down.
If you take the Bengals receivers, you have to take Tua.
Put everything down. Put the ribs down. Put the salad down, and put the egg rolls down for a second. If I told you that you had to pick Tua with the Bengals receivers, that's option A. Tua with the Bengals receivers, or option B, Burrow with the Dolphins duo with the Dolphins receivers. Which one are you picking? I'm glad we got there. Let's go.
I didn't think I presented it in that confusing way.
I'm taking Tua with Jamar and T.
I was hoping you would say I'm going to take Burrow with Tyreek and T.
You want me to? Can I have my full buffet back, Josh?
I mean, the answer to the full buffet is the Bengals trio. I mean,
yeah.
I would take Burrow with Tyreek and Jamar.
Yeah, but don't stop there. Then give me DK Metcalf. Like, give me all the best players. Yeah. But
now Saquon's my running back. Y'all want me to put together my all-star team?
It is an interesting question, though, that Appel's posing, because how much of what Tua got out of Tyreek and Waddle last year, so not this year, but last year, where the Dolphins were the best offense, could they replicate it with Joe Burrow? Would they have looked better last year, aside from Tua missing time, with Burrow as their quarterback? And can Tua put up the same numbers in a different style of offense with two of the best receivers in the NFL? Like, it's an interesting question.
It is. I do believe, and it's funny because we're not talking about, you know, Marcus Mariota. Joe Burrow is a better quarterback than Tua Tagovailoa.
Yes.
So I'm going to take Joe Burrow over Tua all day. But now y'all want to put me in this corner where I got to pick either one. I think Jamar
Chase.
That's
how hypotheticals work.
The hypothetical, yeah. I think Jamar Chase and T. Higgins are a better duo, a bigger duo, just as fast, can kill one-on-ones better than Tyreek and Waddle can. And Waddle really didn't have a great year.
No.
Neither of them had a great year, to be honest. I think you cannot stop Jamar Chase from getting 1,000 yards and 10 touchdowns. He's just that good.
So you're saying you're taking Burrow with Higgins and Chase?
Y'all want to put all these restrictions on my answers? I want the Cincinnati offense with the Philadelphia offensive line and the Philadelphia running back. I want George Kittle at tight end. Y'all want me to make my all-star team? I will.
Go by Pro Bowl rules, though, so you got to go the fifth and sixth options on this team, too.
My backup is Josh Allen. Let's get into it.
And of course, your head coach would be Mike McDaniel. Absolutely.
I'm taking Andy Reid. I'm sorry.
Do we have any other headlines?
The Heat play the Knicks tonight. Andrew Wiggins is questionable. Cats are off until Thursday. Tough weekend for them. Inter Miami won yesterday, 2-1. Leo Messi not called for the international break for Argentina. He does have a muscle injury, so he will stay behind. But Inter Miami undefeated and have won, I believe the number is six straight since their opening day, six straight games. And shout out to Fafa Pico, who scored the late winner in the 88th minute yesterday. Bro, that guy is a Kendall legend, so shout out to him.
I mean, this Brad Guzan was stopping everything coming his way.
Crazy.
Leaping left and right. Shots coming in at a billion miles an hour. He's got a layout, and he's 73 years old. And then this Fafa puts barely any mustard on this header, and it somehow gets by Guzan. After all the ones Guzan had stopped but prior to that.
I love Fafa Pico.
Nah, he's legit.
Would you put him with Joe Burrow?
Hmm?
Would you take him with Joe Burrow?
I'd probably take Pico de Gallo.
Oof. Fire. Fire. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7. Partly cloudy in South Florida. Tonight the lows will drop into the 70s. A little breezy today as well. Gentlemen, that is your weather.
All right, so we'll have more here on Hawk and Crowder after the break here in the 4 o'clock hour.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Holy cannoli.
Hawk and Crowder.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good song choice, Jimmy. I think the first time I was introduced to this song was that Spider-Man animated movie, the first one,
Into
the
Spider-Verse,
which happened to be for an animated superhero movie, was phenomenal. I didn't see the second one though.
I never saw any of those Spider-Man animated movies, but I do know this song was on that soundtrack.
Yeah, it's a great movie. You should watch it. I haven't seen the second one, but heard just as good things. 4 o'clock hour.
No watching cartoon movies?
Oh, not just cartoon movies. Cartoons in general. Mara, in fact, I'm watching the show on Amazon Prime. It's called Invincible. It's another comic book superhero, but it's an animated show. And it happens to be phenomenal. And every time Mara sees me watching it, she walks downstairs and she'll say, "Oh, you're watching your nerd show again?" Yep.
So let me... So I'm just... Let's... gather us together. So y'all have a mortgage and car payments and car insurance and all of that stuff too, right?
That's right.
And you watch cartoons?
Yeah.
I don't get it. I'm worried about life.
You don't have to.
I'm worried about life. 529 C3s, and y'all are watching the universe, the Spider-Man multiverse. I'm worried about 529 C3s.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I haven't come up with my own seasoning. I don't have a big podcast. I don't have a concession stand at Hard Rock Stadium. You got a lot of things going on, Crowder, that I just don't have. You know, I got my soccer games. I got my NFL games. You know, I got what I got,
and I like to watch sports. Invincible. And I watch sports, but I don't have time to watch a cartoon series.
So here's
Solana. Me and Solana argued about this for years with this damn that girl that rides around on dragons that has 7,000 episodes. I can't Game watch 7,000 episodes.
Khaleesi, Mother of Dragons.
How can I watch
her? Put some respect on her name, please. Mm-hmm.
Please.
When I started watching it, the dragons were the size of a hamburger. Then now, season 8. They're big as a city. That's too long.
That's usually what happens over the course of years. Living things grow.
Yeah. I'm trying to pay this damn light bill.
I just want you to you know, be a little bit more respectful about Daenerys Stormborn of House Targaryen, the first of her name, Queen of the Andals, the Rhoynar, first of men, Khaleesi of the Great Grass Sea, Breaker of Chains, and the Mother of Dragons.
What's the fine dude's name? What's Aquaman's name? That joke of fine.
Oh, man.
Jason Momoa.
Man, Momoa. What is he? The first of what? The second of what? Whatever
he was
he
in
is.
Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd help him with his dragon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Road to Repeat is sponsored by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. Cats are off until Thursday. they need air neck wet. Okay.
No, I think we're getting somewhere. Crowder, is there any other man you'd like to help with your dragon?
Good question, man. I've been asked a lot of questions. Mm-hmm. You know I love Denzel.
Yeah.
Me and him can own a dragon together.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Momoa.
For sure, for sure. We've established that.
Oh, the other Brad Pitt.
Tom Cruise.
No, not Tom. He's crazy. He does the Scientology
Matt
stuff.
Damon?
I can't deal with that. There's another Tom Cruise. The Hemsworth boys.
Ah, the Hemsworths.
Man, those brothers.
Yeah.
Boy, we can drag it up, us three.
How come all your like celebrity crushes are white?
I was trying to do that for y'all. Actually, my celebrity crushes are black.
Huh.
I like, yeah.
Well, no.
Me too.
Denzel. Jason Momoa is not white. Jason Momoa is white. He's a Polynesian.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah. That's a good question. You know what? Let me think about this because I got some good. Idris Elba.
Oh, yeah.
We can drag him up.
Yeah. Yeah.
You a Michael B. Jordan guy?
Michael B. Jordan. We can drag him up. He's a, Jack. Black Panther before he passed, he's a looker.
Chadwick.
What? Yeah. Chadwick Boseman? Yeah, we could drag him up.
Yeah. God rest his soul.
Who would y'all like to drag him up with?
I thought you'd never ask. So. Finally doing the radio I want to do.
Anthony Edwards, we could drag him up.
Yeah.
Now I'm going athletes. I like Anthony Edwards, man.
Think so?
Mm-hmm. Chet Holmgren. I'll drag him up with Chet Holmgren.
Chet Holmgren?
See, I thought you had a type, but now I'm not so sure. You throw Chet.
Yeah, Chet ain't on my list. I was joking. Chet ain't. Yeah, I don't want to drag him with him.
What about Terry Rozier?
Took the words out of my mouth.
I wouldn't poodle up with him.
It's his
birthday
today.
Raise a fish.
He's sort of 31. You can't even say a good thing about him on his 31st birthday.
Yeah, just like everybody on the Heat Twitter and Instagram posts for Terry Rozier. Everybody's just saying very. Very nice things about Terry Rozier. Very nice things.
You sent me that thread. Those are not nice things.
Bro, it is crazy, man. Poor guy. Poor guy. Like, he is getting ripped to shreds on the Instagram comments and then the Twitter replies. Like, it's a birthday post. Can't we hold off on the Trey Terry stuff on a birthday post?
No, because fans are ruthless.
Hey, let's get that shooting percentage up over 40%, and then we can start talking about this, being a little nicer on the happy birthday post, okay?
If he steps back and shoots a three again, I'm going to go absolutely crazy.
It is funny, Crowder, you said that the other day, and it's happening so much where somebody tweeted a video. He's the only player in the history of the NBA who steps into contact. Like, players normally do a step back to avoid.
Away from the defender. He dribbles around them and then jumps back into them to shoot a bad three. He frustrates me. I watch all these Heat games. He's frustrating to watch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jalen Hurts. Me and Jalen Hurts can drag him up.
Bro.
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts is. Whew.
Yeah. We can drag him up.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't even know what dragging up means, but.
I think people know what you're implying.
We've coined the phrase now.
should I do the 50 minutes of Heat liner there after the Rozier talk?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, all right.
That
suffices. I think that'll make them happy with this Heat coverage segment. 50 minutes of Heat is sponsored by Hollywood Kia. Get the start treatment at Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia and shop online at hollywoodkia.com. Saquon?
Wonder what his line is for
Saquon.
Tonight.
Saquon is a good-looking dude.
Yeah.
Huh. And he has a big-ass house. We could drag him up.
Hey, what is Saquon the highest-paid running back ever?
That's what I saw, that he's the highest-paid. With the new contract, he's the highest-paid running back, like single-season highest-paid running back of all time.
Man.
I'm trying to check on that Rozier number, and the props are taking off on Hard Rock. I don't know if that's my phone or
for the game in general or for Terry Rozier.
For the game in general.
Oh no, I have it here. Great. No, nothing listed for Terry Rozier. Tyler Hero, though, you want to guess what it is?
17 and a half.
No, 22.
17, I mean.
Yeah. 22 and a half.
Hero put up 17 in a wheelchair if he had to. Just don't ask him to score a basket in the under 2 minutes to go in the game. Yeah, 22 and a half, Crowder.
22 and a half, yeah.
Bam?
Same thing, 19.
17 and a half.
18 and 19, a half.
18, yep, right around there.
Oh, it's close on that one.
And then Andrew Wiggins.
17 and a half.
Yeah.
18 and a half. 18 and a half.
Right there with Bam?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah. No, the Knicks are a little banged up. Karl Anthony Towns, want to guess his over-under?
17 and a half.
Under. He's terrible.
Bro, remember I told you guys to take the cat under, like, the third game of the season? He dropped 40 in the first quarter.
He went crazy, but I, man.
Nah, he's been balling, man. I'm telling you.
No, he plays so soft and complains every shot. And
yeah.
He's just goofy-bodied. He's real loosey-goosey, like, yeah. Jello-bodied. I don't like him.
His over-under set at 25 and a half, but it is at plus 105. Brunson's out for the Knicks for a while. He missed that game against the Warriors the other day, and they went down to the wire. Mikal Bridges, 17 and a half. OG Anunoby, 17 and a half. And then Josh Hart, 13 and a half. The only other players listed. What's up?
I was going to say, did you see Tibbs and Josh Hart going at it the other night?
Yeah.
They're pretty intense.
Yeah. The entire lineup is frustrated as hell with Tibbs. Mikal Bridges hit a 3-point bucket for the game winner, and all the conversation after was about how he made, like, I don't know if it was a joke or he kind of made a comment. He told Tibbs, like, yo, like, let us have a break talking about the starters. And then him and Josh Hart were getting into it on the bench, too.
That's how this always ends with Tibbs.
Yeah.
They're always good teams, but he always out, what's the term I'm looking for? It wears his welcome.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And he's always mad all game. He's mad the entire game, and he has that little crazy mug and that crazy face on all game. Yeah, I would hate to play for Tibbs.
I wouldn't drag it up with him.
I wouldn't drag it up with him on different levels.
Someone said on the text line, I'm putting sanitizer on my ears after this segment.
What?
Why?
Man. I'm trying to think of this golfer I'm dragging up with. Dustin something?
Dustin Johnson?
I'll look him up. Big, tall, white boy with black hair?
It was Paulina Gretzky's husband?
Man, I'm dragging up with Dustin Johnson.
That's a fun fact. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's a Gretzky.
Wow. That's cool as hell. The great one is your father-in-law. That's pretty badass.
I've seen them in the Panther bar together after a Panthers game before.
Damn.
Really?
Yeah.
You go up to them, tell them that you're friends with Mike White? That seems to be your move that every celebrity you meet.
How you doing, Dustin? Mike White's friend.
Crowder had mentioned somebody either today or yesterday, and I was going to make the joke that whenever I see that person next, I'm going to name drop Crowder.
Yeah.
And it reminded me of the time that I told Solana that I name dropped Crowder to the Pouncies at a golf tournament. And Solana was so horrified because he says to me, Josh, I've been working with Crowder for almost 10 years, and there is not a single time I have ever met somebody and used his name as a name drop. Ever.
Never. Never.
I will. No shame.
Maybe like Jason Taylor or something. Like, I was working in the booth first time I met him. I'm like, hey, like I work with Crowder, whatever.
I go West Carroll with Jason Taylor. That's a better
man. I would have twin dragons with Jason Taylor.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Hello,
pip pip cheerio,
pip 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 cheerio. Hello,
Hawk and Crowder.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.